Neevjot Saini arrived with a folder of resumes as she sought to get her first job in Canada at the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Centre Wednesday. Throughout the day, eager job seekers like Saini met with employers gathered for the YMCA Midland Employment and Learning Services annual spring job fair. "I want to be a PSW," says Saini, who arrived in Midland from India 6 months ago. Saini says she's hopeful she will land a job and was happy to be able to meet so many employers in person. Spread throughout the rec center's large upper hall, employers covered a wide swath of sectors, ranging from local factories and healthcare service providers to nonprofit organizations to a number of small businesses. Liz Rebelo, employment specialist with the local YMCA Employment Center and co-host of the event, said they're very happy with the large number of attendees with resumes in hand, along with the 25 employers who attended and accepted applications. "Everybody's very eager and there are lots of resources available," Rebelo says, noting that close to 150 job seekers had already passed through the doors by noon Wednesday. She estimates that between 60 and 70% of those who attended the job fair would eventually get a job after employers do their due diligence. Claus Abel, who with his wife Dina runs a professional window cleaning company called Alpha Enterprises Corp., says they're looking for 3 to 4 workers to join their core group of 6 employees, who have been with them for 12 to 25 years. "We're seasonal, but we offer full-time work during that time," Abel says, noting that those who stick with the company that's been in business for 45 years can get health benefits in their second season. Claus and Dina Abel were looking for workers for their window cleaning company Alpha Enterprises Corp. Andrew Phillips, Midland Today, Abel says applicants must also successfully complete police and vulnerable sector screening checks, since some of their clientele caters to a vulnerable population, i.e. seniors' residences. "We're looking for integrity, honesty and reliability," he adds. "And you can't be afraid of heights. To get that package, qualifications, isn't easy. We're a team, so if you don't show up for work, you're letting your team down. They have to pick up the slack." Marissa Lumsden, office administrator, trainer with Sharp Bus Lines in Midland, says the company hopes to get some interest from a few potential school bus drivers. "We provide the training," Lumsden says, noting the job isn't for those looking for full-time work, but appeals to someone looking for a steady part-time income and flexible hours. "It's a really good job for parents with school-aged kids and seniors." Job seekers were able to speak with 25 potential employers during job fair. Andrew Phillips, Midland Today, the Midland YMCA had a booth as well, with membership sales and service supervisor Denise Ratcliffe noting that they're hoping to garner some interest from potential certified lifeguards. She adds, "We're hiring in all departments from membership to cleaning and maintenance." YMCA General Manager Naomi Murray says the organization offers financial assistance for those 16 years and older hoping to become a lifeguard. "We do have scholarship opportunities to help with the cost for youths and adults," she says. "We do have some full-time lifeguard positions, but the majority are part-time.